Wait a minute.
I heard that.
Good morning. I'd like to bring the House Committee on Business and Labor to order. We have one bill that we were working this morning. We're going to adopt an amendment, and there's still a little work going on, but we're going to turn it over to somebody to explain what's going on with the bill. If you'd introduce yourself for the record, please.
Yes. Hi, I'm Chelsea Broussard, Representative Holvey, and members of the committee. So we have a few technical amendments to the bill that you heard testimony on last week. The bill still does the same things that we discussed last week during the committee. There are technical changes and places where we left out a few references, and I believe that other people will be coming up and talking more about those technical changes.
Okay, are there any questions? Don't see any. Thank you for that. Are there any questions about the technical changes? Do we want to hear from some of the stakeholders on?
I think we ought to get it on the record, Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'd like to have up Kevin, Pam, and Brian.
Chair Holvey, members of the committee, Kevin Christians here, and here on behalf of the Oregon Bankers Association. First of all, we really appreciate Representative Reed's efforts in accommodating a number of changes that we had. We testified last week, Linda Navarro, our president. Our primary focus was on Section 2, Sub 2 that was in the original bill, and I believe the Dash 2 amendment as well that we had some concerns with, and this is dealing with liability for banks if confidentiality related to OHA, OLCC were in fact violated, even if it's inadvertent. Through negotiations, we have removed that language that was troublesome to our folks. That being said, I want to put on the record, make it very clear, our banks very much understand and the gravity and the importance of confidentiality. And it's something that I know I sent a letter to Representative Reed to that effect, that there's a whole myriad of different confidentiality requirements out there. And so the mere removal of that language doesn't in any way reflect on our obligation to keep things confidential. And so we appreciate Representative Reed's leadership in getting that so we accommodate, and hopefully there are some banks that will be able to take advantage of this. There are a couple of wording tweaks that we would like to seek, and to the extent there's a Dash 5 amendment, we're going to submit those to Jan and also Chelsea with that. And that's primarily just for fine-tuning with affiliates that may be working with our banks to make sure that they're covered by this as well. So thank you, and I'm happy to take any questions.
Thanks.
Chair Holvey, members of the committee, Pam Levitt with the Northwest Credit Union Association. First of all, I want to thank this committee, the House Business and Labor Committee, for handling this issue. Kevin's client and the credit union spent a year in the joint marijuana committee, I don't know the whole technical name, last year talking about this issue, and we really didn't get any movement last year. So I really do appreciate the House Business and Labor Committee really taking a look at this important issue. We just have one small minor change, technical change in the Dash 4 as my attorney was reading the bill. He believes that in Section 31C and 41C that we need to have an added requirement in order to satisfy BSA Bank Security Act requirements, that we not only get a copy of the application from the licensee, but we also get the material submitted with the application. And I believe that was in the original bill, and it was probably accidentally taken out of the Dash 4 amendment. So he really truly believes in order to satisfy those federal requirements that that supporting documentation will be helpful. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Chair Holvey, members of the committee, Brian Doherty representing PayQuick. I'd like to make very clear that on the amendments that are contained in the Dash 4, Legislative Council did exactly as I asked him to do, and then I consulted my attorney, me, and my attorney realized he had made a mistake and didn't quite get all the pieces we wanted. So we have a hand engrossed version. I've also sent it to you by email as well as hand engrossed, which just adds line 1, line 7 and 8 is a money transmission business under ORS 717. Later on, where we refer to financial institutions, it refers to the Bank Act and ORS Chapter 723, neither of which cover money transmission services. So we're just adding the word 717 and 723 as the ORS sections that would be applied to this section. And I would concur with the other amendments that they're discussing.
Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I noted not head nods and the other members that this is all fine with the financial community. Okay, thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and just for a point of clarity, the theoretical dash five that you speak of will be an amendment to 4094A after it gets through the House, and you'll be working to accommodate those changes on the Senate side. Because I think our time is such that it will not happen on this side.
Mr. Chair, we fully agree that we want to get this bill moving and get it over to the other side. So we're happy to work on the Senate side.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much for your testimony. Did I open a work session?
I can't remember.
No.
No, she says I did.
I don't think you did.
I hear not.
Well, now that we just had an invited testimony, I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 4094. Sort of occurred to me halfway through.
Would you like the dash four amendments?
Yeah. I would.
Chair Holby, I move the dash four amendments in House Bill 4094.
Representative Barton moves the dash four amendments dated 2/5/16 into House Bill 4094. Is there discussion about the dash four amendment? Sort of already had some comments about it. Not seeing it. Is there any objection to adopting the dash four? Seeing none, they're adopted. Representative Barton?
We're waiting on the fiscal statement on the
correct. So I guess that's it. With that, I'll close the work session on House Bill 4094. And anything else?
Wow. What time on Wednesday?
8 a.m. There will not be a committee hearing tonight. I don't know if you caught the email Jan sent out late Friday. No hearing tonight.
And I'm sorry.
You choose who you love most.
Ooh.
That's right.
Ooh. Representative Doherty, would you?
Thank you.
Representative Barreto.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The meeting that we were going to have tonight, is that moved to Wednesday currently?
No. Not exactly. We will. I think we have we posted Wednesday? We have.
Yes.
On Wednesday, we will have a work session without a public hearing.
Okay. Chair Holby or Jen, can you just tell us what the schedule for this week looks like, as best you know right now?
It looks like we're having a meeting on Wednesday.
Okay. That's lovely. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
The details are marvelous.
We do not know that. If we get a Senate bill referred to this committee by then, we might. But if not, we won't. I think that's a safe statement. But always watch your calendar for the latest updates and your emails. So.
Wednesday, do we have a full agenda?
What is on the agenda, Jan? Would you like to read the agenda that's been posted for Wednesday?
Chair members, we're having three work sessions. House Bill 4011, that was the measure that allows employees of the Oregon State Hospital to be considered police officers for purposes of PERS. House Bill 4032, which is Representative Penimer's bill that deals with the publications from Boley, that they be available electronically at no charge. And then a work session on House Bill 4054, the minimum wage bill.
So we do need to be able
to modify. Yeah, and the purpose of that will most probably be to, can we discuss this? The purpose will most probably be to move the bill to rules without recommendation. As such, we're actually going to have the Senate bill on minimum wage in this committee, so it doesn't make a lot of sense to have those hearings and on a bill that's not moving out off the floor at this point, out of this committee. So that's the full explanation, and that's it. Any other questions? That all adjourn the House Committee on Business and Labor. Questions? That all adjourn the House Committee on Business and Labor.